Hey, Steve.
Oh, hey.
Queer? I better not. I don't want you to kill me. And I got this cold.
Oh, it's too bad.
Yeah, but at least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy. So, how you been?
Pretty good. Work's busy, though.
Wow.
You think they'd have a login just spreading it there?
Well, I should get going.
It's good to see you.
Yeah, you brought this on yourself.
Ralph was sick, a sickness that was not visible like smallpox. You see, Ralph was a homosexual.
Oh, no!
You can bag dance if you want to. You can plow that man's behind. Oh. When you bag dance, you pull down their pants and you get in that orgy line.
Our top winner in the showcase is gay.
Oh, my God!
Stroke that cock. Stroke it. Pump it. Oh. Pump that cock. Pump it. In and out. Stick it in! Oh, and fuck it!
Very pretty rectum.
You can bag dance if you want to. You can plow that man.
Pretty rectum.
Cause when you bag dance, you pull down their pants and you...
Never do a Slim Jim! Oh, yeah!
Harry Potter was now too full of cock to take any more.
What more do you want me to say besides I love big black cocks in my mouth? I can't get enough of it. I'm cuckoo for big black uncircumcised smegma cocks. I love it.
That's a tree up my butt.
Demon infect your tight hole.
Oh, God damn.
One never knows when the homosexual is about. He may appear normal. And it may be too late when you discover he is mentally ill.
It is a nation of fags, that's right.
Jeff, you don't get AIDS, pervert.
Oh,
beautiful goddamn fucking cop.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
I want to see the asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes, and freaks, Timmy the James Henson back here with you to kick off a new week of programs. Thank you so much for joining me. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Yes. At the top of the program, I've got to discuss this stupid video I found on YouTube. It's a series, actually, called Politichicks.tv. It's a bunch of girls talking about politics. I know, isn't it adorably funny? You would think, right? But these girls are just stupid. They just seem like they're bored housewives. And their Republican husband said, oh, here's a camcorder, honey. Go off and have fun. One of the Politichicks happens to be SNL star Victoria Jackson. If this were 30 years ago. I mean, she's former SNL star Victoria Jackson. She has gotten fat, and she's still very stupid, and she still talks like this. So the first episode of Politichicks TV was all about Muslims. And guess what? These girls don't like them. As a matter of fact, you could give me any topic, and I could tell you how the Politichicks would respond or how they feel about it. Gay marriage? They're against it. Muslims? Not so much. Guns? They love them. All right, so here we go. The first episode of Politichicks TV.
Question. A lot of people say that Islam is actually a religion of peace.
Sure.
What do you say about that?
No! It's a religion based on murder! Right?
How can it be? What's peaceful about believing that your mission in life is to murder anyone for any reason?
Can you find some scripture on that? I don't know if I think she's paraphrasing a bit. Also, I'm pretty sure Christianity doesn't have a spotless record.
If I were born and I
thank
was
you,
raised,
Victoria.
According, if the Bible told me that my job in life was to kill people,
then you would do it because that's what religion is. You just follow blindly.
That's not. Then Christianity wouldn't be a religion of peace either.
Okay, but what about, just playing devil's advocate here, what about the large segment of
the Muslim population that say, no, that's actually wrong. Mm-hmm. Islam is a religion of peace.
Those are just untrained terrorists, you see. It's coming. Those are unequipped terrorists. They don't have grenades.
I have an answer.
Okay.
My dad said, we're lucky that most Muslims are lukewarm or we'd all be dead.
Oh. Brilliance runs in their family.
And the fact that all Muslims aren't terrorists, but all terrorists are Muslims.
Wait a second. Really? What?
Yes.
That's just a fact.
That's a fact? Where are you getting this information? What? Cite your source, please, lady.
And I know that Fox News,
I don't think that's true.
All these news channels, they will go out of their way to not say Muslim terrorists.
Don't go throwing Fox News under the bus, lady. That's where you get all your information.
But that's
your husband's probably employed by them.
They are.
And
when
payroll.
You dig deeper, when they say, oh, a student, an American-born student tried to get... It's a Muslim, American-born student, yeah. But it's a Muslim.
You dig a little deeper.
Just a person yelling Allah Akbar at Fort Hood.
Jesus Christ, shut up!
Muslim. Yeah. It's just a person who happened to yell Allah Akbar!
Right.
You know, Victoria Jackson is really annoying in this video series. You know, the first episode was supposed to be about gay marriage, right? And during the introduction, we're not even a minute into the show, Victoria interrupts and says, I've got to talk about Muslims. Can I sing it or Islam or whatever? And they're like, you can tell it was totally unscripted because the girls are like, okay, yeah, I guess we could somehow tie gaze into the whole Muslim thing.
To you, topics of the day.
This is
and
the
we're
intro.
We're going to be talking it over and figuring it out in a conservative way. Today, we're going to start talking about gay marriage. And
excuse me.
Yeah.
Henry, can I,
Victoria Jackson. Yay!
Thank you. Can we start with the Islamization of America? Because I wrote a song about it.
Meredith Vieira would not handle this very well. She'd be like, no, sit the fuck down. We're going to talk about what I want to talk about, and we'll get to the fucking Muslim shit when we get around to it.
Gay marriage with Islam.
Okay. They like beheadings and pedophile weddings.
Oh.
And then they pray five...
Nothing is more shticky than a fucking ukulele.
...times a day. They like to kill anyone who will not say the things they want you to say.
Okay, listen. I can't take much more of this. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Victoria.
This verse has infidel and hell in it. But
okay.
I haven't finished.
Right, shut the fuck up. Thank you. My question is, who is watching this? I mean, based on the comments on YouTube, mostly it's people coming to just, you know, make fun of these broads. But they've got to have their fan base, right? I don't know. Check out politichicks.tv if you want to see more. Let's move on now to buttholes, specifically raped assholes. Here's a guy just destroying a girl's ass, and the director has to comment on how tore up her little stink box looks. It's gaping at this point. Very thick cock destroying that thing. It's like bleeding. There's blood.
Oh my god, there's a bit of broken.
Huh?
Is this? No, it's not bloody, but there's a bit of broken.
Yeah, it's broken and bleeding. I think he's just trying to soften the blow so the girl doesn't freak out. Yes, you're gushing blood from your anus. It's cause for alarm. Moving on, did you know there's a porn website for guys who like to jerk off to girls who wear glasses? All right, it's called The Joy of Specs. And here's one of the girls.
Hi, my name is Celeste.
The girl's ugly. I don't understand. It's so easy just to fake this. You know, get some porn whore and put a pair of glasses on her with, you know, clear lenses.
And I'm just about 23.
No, we've got to find real girls with real seeing problems.
3 years old. I think glasses are kind of sexy.
Ugh.
And, I don't know. Sometimes it's fun to just wear my glasses in bed. To wear them when I'm masturbating.
What? Why?
Mostly so I can read naughty books.
Oh,
I like
okay.
reading.
It's practical. It's a practical reason.
While I masturbate.
What's? Oh my god, she's got the hairiest fucking pussy. Oh my god. Fast forward. Oh, she's using a toy. She has glasses. She can see what's going on down there. Trim up, for Christ's sakes. Oh, she's starting. Her pussy's gurgling. That's squirt. That ain't piss. That's squirt. All right, you get the idea. Finally, before we get into the news today, I've got a clip here of an angry man at General Mills. You know, the cereal people. And apparently he's upset because General Mills supports same-sex marriage or something. So he's going to light a box of Cheerios on fire. Sounds good, right? Problem is, it's a bit of a windy day. And I'm guessing it hasn't rained in a while. So he pretty much lights General Mills' lawn on fire. Take a listen.
One out of every 8 boxes of cereal in this country is Cheerios. This is really the treat now of the homosexuals. And this is our protest.
I've always had my suspicions that that Honey Nut Cheerio bee was a little gay. I'm not gay. I'm bisexual. My impression of the Honey Nut Cheerio bee. Not very good, I know.
All right. And this is our protest of General Mills that they're advocating same-sex marriages.
Yeah.
So we are going to torch.
Fuck you and your homo cereal.
From cereal.
Does General Mills make Fruit Loops? Because if they do, that's what he should have chosen. Get him. People don't think. Oh. Oh. It's up in flames. He drops the... Why does he drop the box of cereal on the lawn? So now the grass is all on fire. I'll put a link to this video up on our Reddit over there at distortedview.reddit.com. He's trying to... trying to put out the fire with his foot, but it's spreading.
Okay, get out of here, guys. Quick.
He's kicking the flames in it, so it's spreading.
Quick, get in the car.
And he just decides to leave at this point. He can't put out the fire, so he's just gonna run and leave. I don't know why he thought it was a good idea to put this up on YouTube. Incriminating. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, why not sign up right now? Get full access to the entire archive of shows. Plus, every week we do extended programs, exclusive shows. I post all of the DVDA video programs on there. It's a great time to sign up because what's on TV right now? The Olympics. That's it. Boring. Hey, speaking of the Olympics, I was watching it today. I didn't have the sound on. I was actually at the gym. Yes, I go to the gym. It's my first day back at the gym in about a year. All right, so I'm working out very hard, and I'm watching, I don't know, NBC, some NBC station, and they're featuring this guy, I'm sure you've heard about this, who has no legs, right? He's a double amputee, and he's sprinting, or I don't know what type of running event he's participating in. But, I mean, isn't that kind of like cheating? First of all, he doesn't have feet. He's got, I mean, what it looks like, he's got some sort of scoopy plastic legs. I don't know how to describe it. It kind of looks like the arm of a chair turned upside down. So he's running on those things. He only has, like, his leg goes down to his kneecap, and that's about it, right? And then it's all, like, fake. So my question is this. If I was competing in the Olympics with this guy, I'd have a lot of questions. First of all, you know, I don't know. Does his leg have any sort of, like, extra springs or something that, you know, gives him an unfair advantage? Maybe there's, you know, an engine on those things. I don't know. Electric power. I don't know. I don't know how these things operate. And also, you know, runners have to be careful that they don't twist their ankle, right, when they're running. This guy doesn't have to worry about that. Oh, it doesn't seem like an even playing field for me. And I know, I get it. Like, oh, we want to see the little crippled compete. Everyone's all even Steven, right? But maybe you shouldn't compete in the Olympics if you're all gimped up. Maybe that's, you know, dems to breaks. Sometimes life is shitty and your dreams are ruined. Like, it sucks. I understand. Like, if this guy was training for the Olympics and then got in an accident or something. But, you know, come on. I have no idea if he won or if the events even took place. I just saw the guy running on those stilts, whatever the hell they're called. And I got kind of angry, honestly. It's kind of the same reason why I was upset with Dick Clark. You know, he had a stroke, and he still insisted on doing that rockin' New Year's Eve, even though he couldn't speak. How happy the time has come. And he couldn't count down, and then the slobbering kiss. I don't want to have to revisit all that, right? He's dead now. May he rest in peace. If I was born without a mouth, or, you know, I have throat cancer or something, I sure as hell wouldn't be doing this show. What, am I going to insist that you listen to me speak through a cancer kazoo or something? Although that might be entertaining. Maybe I would continue doing the show. Hand me another pack of those Parliaments. I'm going to light up right now. All right, so I just thought that was interesting. If you guys have an opinion on it, call into the voicemail line, 206-666-4463. No DVDA today. We'll be back on Wednesday and Friday. DVDA twice this week. If you're not there for the live show, you can always catch it on the archive at superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, we've talked a lot about televangelists here on DB, most recently about Peter Popoff, the guy who wants to sell you miracle water or something, and then all your debt will be erased. As a matter of fact, that video is up on YouTube right now, my rant on Peter Popoff. There's a new televangelist coming under fire, this time in England, an evangelist who kicks followers in the face, claiming the violence will cure them of cancer, is on tour in Britain this month, but his proposed visit has provoked outrage and demands that he be banned from the entire country. Tattooed preacher Todd Bentley, who as a 15-year-old was convicted of a sexual attack on a boy, claimed God uses him as an instrument to heal the sick, and is urging the frail to attend his shows. Break their fucking necks. The former drug user, who is Canadian but based in the United States, even laughs about his healing techniques. In one show, he treated a man claiming to be suffering from colon cancer by planting his knee hard into the victim's stomach. The man fell to the floor in agony. On another occasion, a man was pushed over so forcefully that he lost a tooth. Burly Mr. Bentley, age 36, said in one YouTube clip, and I'm thinking, why is the power of God not moving? And he said, because you haven't kicked that woman in the face. Oh, we've played this guy on Distorted View before.
You know, the Lord is telling me something right now. You want this anointing?
Yes!
You ready?
Yes!
Oh my gosh, it's wailing on him.
Bam! Oh, bam!
There he goes again.
Bam! Bam! Bam!
The whole time he was talking, I kept hearing the Lord say, if he really wants it, just knee him in the stomach and he'll can have it.
Well, there you go. God is sadistic.
I'm telling you, I was in this meeting one time in Montreal, and the power of God showed up, and this woman had cancer. And I went up to the woman, and I laid hands on her, and I said, you spirit of cancer, come out of the woman. The woman fell on the ground, and she started coughing immediately. She's just coughing and coughing and coughing. I get down on the ground, and I start hitting her in the stomach. The Lord said, punch her, button. So I'm sitting there, and I'm pounding her in the stomach like this. Her daughter grabs my hand. No! Pulls my hand away, and I said, get out of my way. I know what I'm doing, you know? And I start pounding her on the stomach. She goes, no! And grabs her. She's worried I'm hurting her mother. I'm like, oh, don't worry. I've done this a million times. It's a demonic spirit. And right when I said that, her mom puked up, white Pepto-Bismol came out of her mouth like a fountain, and she puked up onto the carpet the cancer.
It's a miracle. She's cancer-free. Unfortunately, she's now brain dead. She's in a coma. This guy goes on to say, there's this older lady worshiping right in front of the platform, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me. The gift of faith comes to me. He said, kick her in the face with your biker boot. I inched closer, and I went, bam! And just as my boot made contact with her nose, she fell under the power of God.
The woman was standing in the back of the room when the faith of God hit the meeting. And her tumor exploded out of her right leg, slid down her leg onto the floor.
That's slimy.
I said, God, I've prayed for like 100 crippled people. Not one? He said, that's because I want you to grab that lady's crippled legs and bang them up and down on the platform like a baseball bat.
Even the audience is like, what?
I walked up and I grabbed her legs and I started going, be healed! Be healed! I started banging them up and down on the platform. She got healed. And I'm thinking, God, why is not the power of God moving?
Uh-oh. What now?
He said, because you haven't kicked that woman in the face.
Oh.
And there's this older lady worshiping right in front of the platform.
Oh, this is the quote. This is it.
And the Holy Spirit spoke to me. The gift of faith came on me. He said, kick her in the face.
Yeah. Makes perfect
sense.
With
your biker boot. I inched closer, and I went like this.
Bam.
Bam. And just as my boot made contact with her nose, she fell under the power of God. And I saw him, and the gift of faith came on me. I said, what do I do, God? And God told me to just run him down. So I jumped up in the air, and I went, bam! And I hit him to the ground, jumped onto him, and got into a full mount. Ground and pound. I jumped on it, and I was in a full mount. And something came over me, and instead of punching him, I grabbed him by the neck and started choking him.
Jesus Christ.
And I said, come out of him, devil! Come out of him!
That's the drugs talking. Long story short, the preacher came to prominence 40 years ago through his church, Fresh Fire Ministries, which launched a Christian revival in Lakeland, Florida. Of course, Florida. The event, which attracted 400,000 people, was also on international channel God TV. Mr. Bentley claims he cured viewers at home as well. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. Oh, looky here. This one just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yeah, a woman led police on a car chase in North Marion County on Saturday. Why, you ask? Bath salts? No. Crack? No. Hair on? No. Alcohol? No. It was because she was driving topless and on her way to surprise her boyfriend. Mandy Ramsey, 35, of Fort McCoy, was speeding south on County Road 318 in a Ford F-250 pickup truck when a patrol car chased after her to pull her over. After seeing the patrol car in pursuit, the woman turned onto Northeast 220 Street and then continued down Northeast 10th Avenue, running a stop sign and eventually hitting an oak tree. She didn't want to stop because, you know, her tits were all flopping about. The deputy lost Ramsey during the chase in the area, but soon found the truck parked behind a mobile home with its passenger side mirror broken with an oak tree leaf in it, incriminating. Deputies made contact with the vehicle's owner, Ramsey's boyfriend, who said he hadn't driven the truck in more than 2 hours. Ramsey then admitted to deputies that she didn't stop because she was driving topless and wanted to surprise her boyfriend. Ramsey was placed under arrest for fleeing and eluding law enforcement and transported to the Marion County Jail. According to jail records, she was released on a $5,000 bond. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. This is really short. It comes from the UK. The occupant of a flat had to be led to safety after a fire broke out. Dorset Fire and Rescue were alerted to the fire on Market Street shortly before 11 p.m. A spokeswoman said the fire was quickly extinguished and the occupant led to safety by neighbors. She added that the fire involved two pairs of underwear and two pairs of socks that the resident tried to dry in the microwave. I just don't understand. You don't nuke your underwear, for Christ's sake. This reminds me of, remember when I called my old roommate who shit his pants at work, right? And so he went into the restroom to clean up, and he started washing out his underwear in the sink, and then he had to dry it off, and he said he was debating on how to dry off his underwear. There was a blow dryer, like a hair dryer there, and then a coffee pot. And he was trying to figure out which one to use. Now, I can't figure out how in the world you would use a coffee pot to dry off, you know, your soaked shitty underwear. I can't figure it out. I've asked him many times, and I don't think he can even answer it. I think he was... maybe the steam involved with a coffee pot, but I don't know. I have no idea. Have you guys ever dried your underwear in a coffee pot? Probably not. I don't think it's possible. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. I forgot to mention this at the top of the show, but over the past several months, I've received a bunch of emails from people who have missed Distorted View Radio, the live, you know, the live streaming station we had going called Frequency. Well, I'm proud to say it is back. Just go to distortedview.com, and on the little menu bar, you'll see DV Radio, and you can pick how you want to listen. There's like, you know, Winamp Streams or Windows Media, Real Player. You can listen on your mobile phone as well, iPhone. I can't figure out how to get the Android stream to work anymore. If anyone knows how, like, the format it's supposed to be in, or something, email me for Android and BlackBerry. But, you know, try the other methods. It might work. I don't know. I don't know how it works on Android. If it was like a third-party music player or something, maybe Winamp. Maybe you can just download Winamp for Android. I don't know how it works. I haven't messed around with my Android tablet in a while, my HP tablet that I hacked. I hacked ice cream sandwich on it. All right, so Distorted View Radio is there. There's also a bunch of new links on Distorted View to some featured videos. Of course, don't forget distortedview.reddit.com. You can talk to other freaks, post links, all that sort of good stuff. All right, couple voicemails now.
Jigu, Jim.
Jigu.
You know, about the theater killing, you know, I just don't understand how that could possibly have happened because...
Well, people were just dying to see Batman.
I'm sure that they had a sign in the front that said, no handguns allowed on premises.
It's true.
You know, how could that possibly have happened? I mean, don't people just be fine and just realize, hey, he said I shouldn't bring it in here, so, oh well, I guess I can't kill anybody?
No.
Of course not.
I have a feeling he wasn't thinking straight.
Motherfuckers. To do.
Well, it started with that hair. That hair dye must have seeped into his brain.
Hey, Tim. It's such a member, Dr. Grip here. I was listening to the Wednesday the 25th show, and you're playing the clip of the TLC, the colored female who was discussing her affinity for...
Is that what you're calling them now? Coloreds?
Munching on
like
clay
in the 70s?
Pots and licking ashtrays. And you were befuddled by this, to put it lightly. That's actually not so... I mean, the other shit, the other My Strange Addiction shit, that was horrible, but...
Licking ashtrays is common, apparently, from...
Clay
where
and
where
ash,
this guy's from.
In small amounts, are actually good for digestion in some ways.
Really?
Certainly,
I have a hard time believing that. The ashes from a Pall Mall are good for you.
In where black people come from, they still do eat small amounts of clay and ash to help with digestion. And I believe in Haiti, they actually make cookies out of clay mud.
Yeah, you're right. We've featured video of that on the show before.
Because
they're poor. That's true. That's one of the reasons why they do it, is because they don't have any.
Tim,
they have no food over there.
Wooby, sideshow member.
Hi, Wooby.
Hey, I was listening to you in the Alexis K. Tyler video, and I just had the greatest idea ever. She needs to put advertising on your show.
Yes.
Distorted View, sponsored by Adam and Eve and Alexis K. Tyler hair care products. I mean, yeah. It would be a fantastic opportunity. She could serve, you know, both of your African-American listeners. And
at last count, I think we had six.
You get to hear her ranting and raving.
Incognegro being my favorite, just because of the name.
Just an idea. All right. Good luck.
That's a good idea. You know, I'm trying to grow my hair out longer. Usually I have the buzz cut, but if you've seen any of the videos recently, I'm growing my hair out a little bit longer. And the reason why I'm doing that is because I want to try out Alexis K. Tyler's hair products. And I've got black person hair. When it grows out, it gets very nappy.
Yo, Timmy Pooh, Lifetime Sexual Scary Bob. All right, I hope I timed this right. Your birthday's coming up. So 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, I sent you a DVD.
Yes.
Special DVD you like, not available on streaming Netflix, I don't think.
You sent me Ghetto Freaks, one of my favorite blaxploitation films. Yes, I got it, and I actually talked about it on the last DVDA. So you timed it just about right, I think.
Hey, Tim, it is TGI Fibromyalgia from New Jersey, formerly Brian from New Jersey. Long-time listener, I kind of stopped for maybe 9 months just because school got kicked up. But I'm back now, and I'm loving the show, getting caught up.
Oh, good.
But I have a story for you.
All right.
So I was, well, you know, jacking off. And
yeah, I know.
I was just about to bust my nut, and the woman in the porno says, "Fuck it like you mean it." I just stop and start laughing because I go, I just said, "My dicky hard."
Yeah.
And it just immediately made me think of you, and I just want to let you know that you've ruined me.
Yeah. Here's the song. So, ready?
Have a good day, and keep up the good work. Talk to you later.
Yo, dicky hard.
Fuck it like you mean it. Fuck it like you want it. When you're dicky hard. Dicky hard. Dicky hard. Dicky hard. Fuck it like you want it. Fuck it like you mean it. When you're dicky hard. No pain, no gain. Fuck it like you want it. Fuck it like you mean it. When you're dicky hard. When you're dicky hard.
That, of course, is from the phrase, when you're dicky hard, is from a black porno, of course.
Hey, Tim, it is TGI Fibromyalgia.
Oops. Sorry, next.
Hey, Tim, Paul from St. Paul here. Two quick things. First of all, you keep playing that Blue Boy clip lately, but you have never played the Blue Boy Does Cartwheels mashup that I sent you.
Oh, find right. it, I don't play know if I have it, that.
Or I'm going to resort to threats.
Sorry.
Second thing is, I left work to go get a sandwich, and I found myself surrounded here by like 50 of these fags just on bicycles with the little tight colorful pants and the hats and the I'm all creeped out. I needed someone to talk to because I'm telling you, man, Minnesota, the straightest men engage in more faggotry than anything I saw at a gay pride parade in San Francisco. I need a shower.
Good to know.
This is disgusting. Anyway, all I gotta say, bye.
All right, thank you very much. And finally today,
dude, when I was walking past the road on my way to school,
Are you choking on something? What was that?
But no pants at all.
Hold on, wait. What was that? Was that a word? It just sounds like a noise. Did you swallow a bug or something? I can't understand a word this guy's saying.
Retard wearing no pants at all. It was disgusting.
Oh, a retard wearing no pants.
All of my cats.
Give the guy a break. He's retarded. He doesn't have to wear pants if he doesn't want to.
Fat ass. Disgusting.
Yeah, fat people tend to have dumpy asses, I've noticed. I've checked out a lot of mentally handicapped asses. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it okay?
No, it's not bloody, but there's a little broken.
Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been. Hello, my treacherous friends. Thank you for joining me here tonight. I brought you all here to discuss, as I must, how pleasant it's been this tonight.
Oh, you're such a slut.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to come in your pussy.
Oh, yeah, come in your pussy.
I'm going to come up in your pussy,
pussy,
baby,
yeah.
You slut.
Oh.
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 Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah, show it to me, baby.